Hey, you guys. I'm excited you guys are here with me tonight. And yes, it has been a while. I've had so much on my plate, but I told myself tonight I needed to make sure I recorded my podcast, So I'm excited to have you guys, and thank you so much for joining me. Tonight, you're joining me on Kesha's Corner. And of course, you're listening to your girl, Kesha. And here on this podcast, you're able to be so transparent. You're able to have an open mind, but more importantly, you're able to share your thoughts and release them and let them go. And that's the most important thing about growth, is being able to release the things that you normally would keep inside. So I'm excited to have you guys here. And I'm gonna veer a little into another topic, another area of what I'm good at helping with and discussing, and that's turning pain into purpose. Yep, tonight I wanted to focus on talking about turning pain into purpose. Can you even do that? And I'm somebody who has went through so much in my life. My sister and her daughter were murdered September 25th, 2006, and that completely threw an entire wrench in the dynamics of my family, our energy, what we do, and how we come together as a family. And sometimes people say that, death is one of the hardest things to go through, but death is supposed to bring you closer. Well, not all situations are like that, to where death brings you closer. Sometimes death really shows you who is the glue to the family, who was the most important person that made sure family events happened, or that, you guys come together. And in my personal situation, my sister was the glue, to our family. So imagine when the glue wears out, what happens? Things start falling apart. And that's kind of, what happened, sadly, to me and my family when the glue start rubbing off, the foundation start falling apart. And also, that was like one of the most darkest times in my life. Because for a second, it legitimately had me questioning God. And yes, you guys, I know that's probably not good, but on this podcast, I'm able to be free and so transparent, but more importantly, to be honest with you guys. And for me, for a second, it had me questioning God. Like, why would you pick our family to do this to? And what is the bigger picture here? What are we supposed to learn out of losing two people that meant so much to me? And by God's blessing, her son still had some things on this earth he needed to do. So God did spare my nephew, thank God. At least we have something left. But my sister and my niece, they did sadly pass away at 2:19 a.m. together. And I would tell you that, a lot of us go through situations, death in the family of grandparents or even parents. And we know the cycle of life, and we know that we're born, we live as children, we grow up, and then, of course, we pass away. That's the normal life cycle. So when our grandparent or one of our parents get old and they pass away, although it's very tragic and it's very sad and emotionally it does hurt, these are things you expect is the law of life and it's going to happen. So you kind of try to pre-prepare yourself that this is a normal cycle of life. But when something happens untimely, and it's not supposed to happen, well, in your mind, you're thinking it's not supposed to happen. She's young. She's only 28. My niece was only 7. It kind of hits you a little differently. It's a little closer because when you go and you have to look at your loved one laying there so still and their soul has completely left their body, and you're expecting to look at the sister you grew up with or the niece you watched, and they look so much different. It kind of hits you a different type of way. Reality kind of shakes up your reality. So I went through a lot of pain around about that time. I went through questioning a lot of things about life, about myself, But most importantly, at that point, a lot of the things that I was pursuing, I'll be honest and say, stopped. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, what am I gonna do now? I'm the youngest, out of my siblings. I have one other sibling that is living and two that have passed away, my sister as well as my brother. And it makes you start questioning now that it's me and there's no one else that I can look up to and say, I'm the younger sister. I'm supposed to make mistakes. I'm supposed to not know this. You're supposed to show me the right way to go. You're the oldest. I no longer could do that anymore. It's like now you're forced to have to officially accept you got to grow up. And at that point, I went from going from a place that was so dark for me, not the will to not want to get up, the will to not want to talk, to not want to eat, to just not want to get up, to Kesha, you got to find your purpose. You don't have anyone you can lean on that could save the day for you. You now have to try to save the day for yourself. So I took a lot of that pain that I had, and I started to take that pain and try to exchange it for energy. Put a little bit more energy in my efforts to finish school. Put a little bit more energy and efforts into changing the people that I was around. One of the things my sister would say to me is, girl, why are you hanging around, certain type of people? You could do so much better. I just need to see you do better. And at that time, it's like, I'm young, I'm not trying to hear that. But, when she was gone and I realized, wow, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I do need to look at my inner circle and surround myself, by better individuals that's going to make me want to do better. And so I started changing my circle of friends. Not saying I'm better than my friends, not at all, the least. I love them all. But sometimes when you elevate to another level, the things that slows us down is because we believe we have to take every single person in our life with us. And sometimes people are comfortable at their level of elevation, even though you're not. And what slows you down from pursuing the best of you is because we're human. We try to go back and collect everybody we love and care about and say, no, come on. You know what I'm saying? Go with me. But you have to understand sometimes people are not meant to go to your next level, and that is okay. But you just have to learn to be okay with that. So losing my best friend, losing my older sister, losing my confidant made me realize that there is going to be times where the dynamics of my surroundings are going to change. And I either can stand still and be hurt and wonder why, or I could keep moving and understand that God speaks to us in certain ways, rather it's signs or angel spirits or certain things will happen and you're like, wow, I just got through praying to God and this got to be my message. So he'll send you a message, of what to do when the dynamics change. You just have to trust the process. Then I had to change my surroundings. I had to take myself and relocate myself. And in my situation, I relocated myself to Texas. I left the state that it occurred in, Oklahoma City, and my mother wanted me to relocate to Texas and said, just, please come here with me. Come do this with me. And at first, yes, I was terrified. I don't know anybody in Texas. I didn't have any friends. And I was so scared to take that leap into the unknown, but, I think what helped me out a lot is, yeah, I prayed about it, of course, but I thought about it and it was just like, what do you have to lose? You've already lost the most valuable things in your life besides your children. What do you have to lose? What would your sister say to you? And God gave me a message. And once I got that message, and it was pretty much like, get your stuff and go, that's exactly what I did. And I'm gonna be honest, that was the best move of my life. Shout out to my mother, because without her, I wouldn't have made that happen, but I did. And for a little bit, it was very scary. I want to say for the first year or so, it was very scary, because I had to realign my life, my reason for living. I had realigned my focus because now, I got a daughter at the time. I didn't have my son. I had my daughter at the time. And we had my nephew, and I knew that the way I looked at life before, and I was playing games and taking my time and just felt time was on my side. If I didn't do it today, oh, by all means, I got tomorrow. And with that happening, let me know you really are not for sure that tomorrow is going to be your day. So you have to seize whatever opportunity at that moment you have, just in case tomorrow is not promised, So again, shout out to Mom Dukes. I packed up, I moved to Texas, and yes, it did inadvertently end up being one of the best decisions I made in my life, because at that time I had also miscarried a month before my sister and them's death. And, I was sad about that. And then I lost my sister and them. So I lost a child, a sister and a niece, and almost lost my nephew. My nephew was shot, but thank you, Jesus, he survived, so I knew I had nothing to lose. So I ended up coming here. And yes, again, that was the best move of my life because my pain started to turn itself around. I then got pregnant and ended up going from a high-risk pregnancy to a full, healthy baby boy, which is now 10, love of my life, as long as my daughter, with my daughter, So I started to see that in this dark space that I was in this dark tunnel that I was in, that there was some light that was starting to shed in, And some things for me was reawakening. I now had another person in my life to love, it's like some love left and some love was kind of seeping and coming back. And then all blessings, my father, we are Ohio natives, and my father lives and breathes Ohio. Shout out to them Buckeyes, and my father was just like, hey, I want to help you out and I want to move too. So my father ended up moving down here about a year after me. And so now it's like, wow, I got my mom and my dad here. I got a healthy baby boy. I got a little girl and I got a nephew. I'm starting to see that this thing called life again is starting to make sense for me. So now my pain is starting to turn around just a little bit every day. And I will tell anybody, if you haven't been through this, I definitely don't wish it on my worst enemy or you, but if you have something like this that has happened, you understand that although it's a pain that never goes away, every day you learn to be stronger, but every day it gets easier to wake up with purpose. It gets easier to wake up and make yourself get up and get dressed and say, I'm going to go out and do this today, or I'm going to do that today. And that's what started happening to me. I went from crying every day to being able to actually get up, get dressed and to smile at my kids and, to smile at my nephew and to be there for my mother. I would never know how it feels to lose a child. That's my sister, but that was my mother's firstborn. So I would never understand as a mother how that felt. So just being able to be in the same place made it a lot easier for us to try to at least mend what we had left. When the glue started coming apart, it's like you slowly start trying to put the foundation back together. And to be real honest, when I grew up, I didn't really grow up with my actual biological mother originally. My mother and my father had their differences, and my mother had left when I was very young. I want to say either I was going on one or I was one. And my mother was not reintroduced into my life until I was around 3, maybe 5. So it's like the crucial bonding time that we should have had, we did not have. So I love her. Yes, I love my mother. Hands down, I do. But I have to be honest and say that that crucial part of me growing and really needing my mother, I didn't have that at that time, So now, God has placed us in a space to where we now have to try to grow that bond we missed. You know, and although, yes, my mother loves me, yeah, we do talk, and my mother has been a great mother, you know, but that maternal connection that I felt those years took away from us, we now have to start facing the reality of this. You know, now we have to get closer with each other, and it's crazy how God works because, you know, my mother and my sister were extremely, extremely close. They were Aries women. You know, my mother had pretty much raised my sister. My father had raised me when my mother left, with my stepmother. Shout out, I love her to death, Julie. But so now we're stuck with each other, you know. So now that awkwardness, that unspoken awkwardness, we had to now face, you know. So that's another area of pain for me that, you know, I don't think my mother really knew I had, but I did. And now it's like seeing somebody, if I can describe it, it's like seeing someone who you really want to talk to about something, whether it's a crush or rather it's a situation that is happening. You want to discuss it with that person, but no situation that ever comes up is ever going to be the right situation. That's kind of how this felt. You know, every situation I wanted to kind of have that heart to heart and kind of tell her how I felt, it was just never the right situation. So it left like this awkwardness, you know, of now I have to address that particular aspect of pain. And I used to be able to hide it through my sister, you know, as long as my sister was close with my mother, that was cool. My sister was like a mother to me. So what I lacked there, I could get from her. And now she's gone, you know. So now that awkward pain that I'd never thought I would have to really face so early, you know, you now have to face. You know, so that's just a little bit to kind of tell you guys I've been through it. I've definitely been through it in my life. And I will have to do a part two to this because there's so much on this subject and it's so broad, but I have so much to share of how I transitioned so much I've went through, but I learned to stop hiding in a closet. You know, it's easy to paint on our face and look so pretty and happy in front of other people, but they really don't understand the true meaning behind your purpose, the true meaning behind your perseverance, the true meaning behind your drive, the true meaning behind your decisions. And lucky for you guys, you're a part of my podcast. So this is where I'm going to be free. I'm going to be open and I'm going to be honest. And I'm going to tell you guys who I really am. And who I really am now. Who I really am then. And who I will become. And the only way I can get you guys to ride with me is if you grow with me. You know, so I will say that, yeah, I've definitely been through a lot. But can you really take all the pain you went through, no matter how much pain you went through, and start creating a purpose for yourself? And my answer is absolutely. You don't have to be a product of what you've been through. And sometimes I see a lot of people say, you know, because of this is why I do this, or because of this is why I believe I act like this. And I'd really be wanting to say, man, I've lived the white picket fence life. I've lived the two-parent household. I've lived the one-parent household. I've lived the us getting kicked out household. I lived the struggling on my own household. I've lived the single-parent lifestyle. It's like, man, I lived so many lifestyles. But what I decided to do was take every situation that I ever had, and instead of being a victim, I chose which part of my situations I needed to use to pursue me to do something better. All my living situations, I then grounded where I felt comfortable being. And I took the point and said that if I am comfortable and I know I can survive living this way, I can survive laterally taking myself to another level in my life. So that's what I used to do. That was my motivation. You know, every year make sure I do something better than the last year. So rather it's 1 year I have a certain type of apartment, next year just to go one step up. You know, but the thing I never did was go outside my means. You know, I started turning my drive and my talent into business ventures and ideas. You know, I knew my sister's big thing was you've got to do something with yourself. And I knew that I had to live a purpose of making sure that I did just that. You know, so this is a broad subject. Turning pain into purpose. Can you do it? Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But the first step is being open and honest with yourself about what is your pain? Why are you hiding your pain? Why are you not sharing with the world what makes you who you are? Why are you not sharing so that you can seek other people who may be going through the same thing you're going through and can give you tips on what they did to overcome it? Well, if you don't have anybody to share with, you definitely have me. You know, so yes, this was just part one of can you turn pain into purpose? And yes, I told you guys I have so much to talk about regarding this subject. So we're definitely going to have a part two, you know, but we're 21 minutes in, you know, and I feel that I have pretty much shared a lot with you guys. But, you know, this is what I love to do. I love being honest and transparent and open. And I love to share with you guys, you know, and I hope you feel like one day you can be open and honest and share with me, because that is our first step to growing. That is our first step to getting right to our purpose. So again, you join me tonight with your girl. I'm sorry it took so long to get a podcast recording, but I promise you, I will definitely make sure that I get at least one or two in a week, because the most important thing I love and the most important thing that's going to help me transition is to not hide anymore. So I'm no longer going to hide. And I don't want you guys to hide either. So, all right, you guys, I appreciate you tonight for joining me again on Kesha's Corner. I hope to see you guys join me again tomorrow. And we're going to keep talking about, can you turn pain into purpose? I love it. All right, you guys, good night. And thank you for joining me.